In 1990, Buffalo County dairy farmer John Rosano decided to expand the dairy herd on his small family farm. But after reaching 300 cows, it became a nightmare to find and keep reliable help. In 1997, a Minnesota farmer friend suggested he consider Mexican workers.
And I was reluctant to do that because it's something different and different language. We're pretty much a white area there in Wamedy, and it was just a difficult decision. But we finally made the decision reluctantly, hired Manuel, who was the first employee that we had, and worked 54 days straight. He would not take a day off. He didn't want a day off.
After that first employee worked for 2 months and took his earnings back to Mexico, there were two more to replace him. Rosano says when one Mexican decides to leave now, he usually finds his own replacement to help milk 550 cows 3 times a day.
We milk 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, so we need enough people to cover those shifts. We have 8 Mexican employees and 10 American employees.
Rosano says the immigrants make around $4 a day in their own country. Here, he starts each man at $6.25 an hour.
And then he gets a raise every 6 months. I have one person working for me now, Gregorio. In a year's time, he'll make somewhere between $30,000 and $35,000.
On average, Rosano says his Mexican workers send half the earnings home. But are they legal?
Yes, they have a green card and a Social Security card.
But we just don't know as if it's a legal Social Security number or not. Can't check.
That's not something I have to do.
Until the law is changed to require verification of all employees, John Rosano says he can't single out applicants with one color skin to do further checking. To work through the cultural differences, an organization called Puentes Bridges was formed. It's based in Alma. Spanish teacher Sean Duvall is the coordinator. She offers once a week cultural and language instruction to dairy farms. Mexican workers can tell her if they have medical needs or trouble understanding certain pieces of equipment.
When I go to John's farm every week, I teach a Spanish class to his U.S. employees, and then we also have an English class for his Mexican employees. And I go to a couple of other farms. I also serve as an interpreter for about 30 dairy farms in Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Iowa.
Farm owner Rosano says he doesn't expect everyone to communicate in English.
I try to insist on our farm that my Mexican employees only speak Spanish because I want to learn the language.
To further assist in that, Sean Duvall takes U.S. dairy farmers to Mexico to see the rural villages where their employees live to meet their families. Many she works with live in Veracruz. That trip helps employers understand whether the workers have been to school or not, since some may not be able to read farm equipment manuals, even if the books are written in Spanish. And Duvall says, humorously, most have had no experience working with cows or the units used to milk them.
The Mexican people that I work with don't call them the units, they call them los chupones, which means the suckers. So, you know, and they have lots of different words.
Humor aside, UW-Eau Claire geography professor Paul Colgin has been studying the Mexican worker migration to dairy farms. He ponders how big dairies would continue to produce enough milk if Mexicans were eliminated from the labor pool, since Wisconsin kids are leaving the farm.
They're not leaving because Mexicans are arriving. Mexicans are arriving because our young people are leaving, and the state as a whole has been concerned about this. I poll my students. I say, how many of you are going to go back to your small town after you graduate? Out of 85 students, maybe 2 people, 3 people raise their hand. We're losing young people from our rural areas.
But what if dairy farmers like John Rosano paid more? Wouldn't that attract more local people to farming?
Yeah, I hear that a lot. Last time I advertised, and I didn't put any wage or anything in the paper, and just advertised working on a progressive dairy farm, I had one call, and the person told me that I can never work on Saturday because that's my golf day, and I could work once in a while on a Sunday. I don't like working nights, and I could work here and there. The time before I did that, I had 3 people show up. Somebody else was driving because those 3 didn't have licenses anymore.
So for now, Mexican workers who want to work 10 hours a day, 6 days a week, will continue to find willing farm owners. And Sean Duvall with the Puentes Bridges Group says there needs to be more study of the positive effect of money going directly from a U.S. employer to Mexican family members and into potential businesses without funneling through Mexican government channels. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.